left Long Beach, and then we hit Hawaii. Mm-hmm. And then I would say, you know, we can understand that, but we passed the equator right into Australia.
Yeah.
And that's when, you know, you start getting those different accidents right there. So, you know, we definitely had, you know, trouble trying to
in trouble
do that. Yeah.
Figure out what they were saying.
Right.
Did they have any unusual expressions or unusual words for saying things that you can remember?
Well, I can't remember, but I met one fellow. I was at his house, and you know, the family, you know, invited me over for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And he worked at the golf course, and I so happened to, you know, play a little golf and everything.
Sure.
And it was somebody, I just can't think of it, but he had a really expression, you know,
yeah,
something to make you laugh.
Mm-hmm.
But it means like you would miss a putt or something, you know, you know, you would say something they had it with, you know.
Yeah, do they play golf pretty much the same? Or I guess that's maybe played pretty much the same everywhere.
Well, I couldn't say that. I never did go on a golf course and there, but he just told me that, you know, he worked there, and we just had a, you know, talk about to him just a little bit.
Yeah.
But I could not really, you know, comment on that too much.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice. Did you, when you go over there,
have
you seen kangaroos?
Nah. Yeah, you know, lots of guys who say, you know, they would feel that the point, you get there, that you see kangaroos going across the street like this. I saw some kangaroos there. I know some polar bears.
Mm-hmm.
They had the polar bears, yeah.
Mm-hmm. How big a city was that?
LA, it wasn't a large city. It wasn't as large as Melbourne and Sydney, you know. It was a little smaller place.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And,
where
I forget I can't call the population out of the place.
Were any of the countries that you visited just generally hostile toward foreign servicemen? Or were they generally pretty friendly, like the people in Australia?
Well, it was mostly fairly. It's the way that you know, approach them.
Mm-hmm.
And see, like, I was there, I try to learn the language, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I feel that the person think I'm there, and I'm asking, you know, different cultures, some about the place there.
Mm-hmm.
Can relate pretty good. To me, you know, I was treated pretty good there.
Mm-hmm.
In all the places I was at, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Which, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, talking about, you know, just traveling around in general, have you traveled much, maybe just on your own or for pleasure here in the States, other than any travel that you did in connection with the service?
No, not really. Not that much, you know.
You think, well, have you been around here in the South very much? Have you been to the southern states?
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Florida, and was in Georgia once.
Mm-hmm.
In Alabama.
In Georgia? Did you go to
Columbus?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've been to Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
How'd you like Atlanta? Did you spend much time in Atlanta?
No, I spent maybe about a couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I went there, you know, to pick up them. Young lady, you know, out of school, she's gonna spell me.
Yeah.
I went back to pick her up, and so we just stayed a couple, you know, went ahead of time, and, you know, just stayed there a couple of days.
Yeah. But I've only been to Atlanta a few times myself, but the place is enormous.
Mm.
You're not used to a big city like
that.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
It's easy to get confused in the downtown area.
Oh, yeah. Well, it so happened, you know, I was with someone that, you know, knew the
place. Yeah, that always happens.
Yeah, but